So we all know what the main course is this weekend. It's that Lions-Packers game, 4:25 Sunday. It's the highlight of the football weekend. Very little juice heading into a college football weekend here, right?
Yeah, I mean, you get the number one team coming to town, and you think, oh, this could be a great matchup. Well, you know, if Michigan wins, it just gets them bowl eligible. And it's the 14.5, they're a 14.5 point dog. Michigan State, on the other hand, obviously, it's the mighty Hoosiers. And I don't know, there's a lot of juice in that game other than, or is Indiana for real? Like, yeah, but does Indiana create a lot of juice? No matter what. I know they've had some great battles in East Lansing and in Bloomington, but I'm just curious as to, you know, what will sports fans, Michigan State fans, be watching? Because they're both, I think, at the same time, 3:30 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll watch their team.
Sure.
But, I mean, I don't know if people, if it's ruined your Saturdays, like your team's being so bad, like do you look forward to college football weekends? Has Michigan and Michigan State, I'm not going to point the finger at one, it's both, have they taken away some of the joy of this college football season for you?
Well, I mean, yeah, anytime your team is not, you know, top ranked, I think there's certainly going to be some juice lost.
Because I look around and like, I think college football is still a great product. But I wonder if it's being clouded by the fact that Michigan is still not yet bowl eligible and Michigan State still fighting, needs two wins to get bowl eligible. Like this weekend should be a great weekend, right? You would think number one team, undefeated Indiana, both center stage, middle of a Saturday. You can tailgate before. It's settled in perfectly in the middle of your day and then you still have your evening to yourself. You would think it's a big college football weekend here, but I know better. And I mean, in reading ticket text in the last couple weeks, judging by reaction, I don't feel like people are excited for college football locally anymore. And I don't think it has anything to do with the direction of the sport. I think most of it is because of the fans of their teams.
I think for 6 days a week, it's lost some juice. I think when things get kicked off at 3:30, you know, for the Spartans and for the Wolverines, everybody's still going to be tuning in. I really believe that because, and whether you say it's the sport itself, it's the transfer portal, it's NIL, it's new coaches, 6 days out of the week, yeah, it seems to be a bit of a labor to be a college football fan, no matter your team. And then your team isn't as good as you had either hoped, or you're in a rebuilding year and you're just trying to find some footing. I think 6 days out of the week, it's not going to be top of mind. But come 3:30, come kickoff, yeah, I got to see what's going to happen.
So what's your relationship with college football? As it changes, as the sport changes, has your relationship changed? 248-539-9797.
That's a tough question because there's so much going on. And if you look at the rankings in college football right now, is there a dominant team? And you could say maybe Oregon, but there's always a maybe. Is it Texas? Is it Georgia? We're talking about most of the top teams other than Oregon and Penn State and Ohio State. Ohio State has a loss. Miami, what type of juice does Miami have? But there are a list of teams that you believe could be national champions this year. But I don't know that there's anyone that you would sit there and go, that's it.
Well, this was the trade-off of the 12-team playoff in some ways, is that we have a wider net, more contenders, more teams in the mix. More fan bases should be activated, even if there isn't the one juggernaut. More fan bases should feel like they're in the thick of it right now. Our teams aren't any good, but it doesn't change the fact, John, that I think there's 20-plus teams that are staring down the month of November and December saying, we got a shot to play in the playoff.
I don't necessarily know that it's the expanded playoffs. I think it's more the parity that NIL and the transfer portal has created. There is no, you know, Georgia right now where you're like, that's the best defense I've ever seen. There's no Nick Saban in Alabama where you just know they're going to be in the national title game. This is the year, and it's great that there's 12 teams because I think there could be a 6 seed or a 10 seed that could have a legitimate shot at winning a national title. If you had 12 teams, maybe last year would be the outlier because you left an undefeated team out. But if you go back 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you say, okay, you're going to have 12 teams, most people would have either said, well, it's Clemson or it's Alabama for a long time.
Yeah.
And then Georgia was in the mix.
And people were sick of it. They said they wanted this. They said they wanted there to be more parity in college football.
Right.
And okay, I think some of it is the transfer portal. I think some of it is you're giving teams chances to earn their way in now that they did not have before in the BCS or even the 14 playoff. Like, John, it's going to be harder for someone, even if there was a Georgia, to win their conference title in the SEC. We know that's always been a tough matchup. Even when teams win the national title, they haven't necessarily won the SEC. And then you're going to have to win not one, but two, three, four big games back to back to back to win the national title. We've opened up the door for these teams who maybe were a step behind a Georgia to have a puncher's chance.
So the expanded playoffs, again, if you go back 6 or 7 years, I think you're still looking at one or two teams that are dominating college football. And now that there are 12, this is where I think the expanded college football playoff has played a role. If you're a college recruit, if you're in the transfer portal, you're not sitting there going, you know, if I want to win a national championship, I have to go to Alabama, or I have to go to Clemson.
Now you don't.
Or I have to go to Georgia. I could choose to go to Miami and be a team that competes for a national title. I could choose to go to Texas or Tennessee or Notre Dame or BYU and have a shot at winning a national title because 12 teams are getting in. I could do something special there. Maybe I'm going to make more money at this university and still have a chance to be in the playoffs.
The drawback is supposed to be, the critics will say, one of the drawbacks is the game this weekend, Fox Big Noon Kick, top five showdown, Penn State, Ohio State. The critics will say this game has lost meaning because in the old system, this could have been an elimination game. Both teams, regardless of result, will still be in the playoff mix. I don't think it's a game without meaning, though, because you're still fighting to win the Big Ten title, which will come with a bye. Yeah. One less game you'd have to play. You're still playing to get a home playoff game late in the season. It's created degrees of importance, but there's more importance to these games in totality because you still have to fight for your seeding, your home games, a spot in the playoffs. Yeah, in the old system, this could be a true elimination game, but in the new system, both teams are still fighting for things. I think that's good for the sport. I think that gets fan bases more invested. And I really think the sport, I think it's better. I understand we're doing a show in Michigan and I understand the Wolverines are bad and the Spartans are bad. And I understand why that may have taken away some of the joy for you going into the weekend. But I don't think it's a reflection of the sport being a bad product.
I think we're in an adjustment period where everybody's trying to wrap their minds around 12 teams get in. And it will be interesting to see who ends up winning the national title this year. Is it a team? Okay, Penn State, Ohio State. If Ohio State loses this game, are they still going to get in? And if they get in as the 10 seed, could Ohio State ultimately win the national title?
Sure, they were within 1 point of Oregon on the road. I mean, you can't rule them out. They have a $20 million roster, sure.
So that's my point is we're right now trying to wrap our minds around the parity in college football. Do we like it? Do we not? I think ultimately it's going to be really good because more fan bases will feel like they have a seat at the table. Ultimately, I don't know if they will or not, but it's just having a bite at the apple, a chance at the ultimate prize.
Like even Indiana is a great example. Their fan base wouldn't, they'd be undefeated, but they would realize if we lose to Ohio State, our season's over. And now they realize, well, we could beat Ohio State, chase a Big Ten title, but if we don't, we could still get in the playoff. And that keeps that fan base going.
But I also think for Indiana, it came at a perfect time where you're looking at it going, if they're still divisions, could they run the table of Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, Michigan State, and you know, throw Maryland in there. Like it's a much tougher gauntlet than the schedule that they have right now.
But the good thing is we would find out
on the field. This one says, I don't give a damn about college football. Robert in a van. MSU fan here, still looking forward to the game. Just not as much buzz as I think I should feel for an undefeated team coming to East Lansing. MSU fan, I'd argue this team has made it interesting. We may be ahead of schedule and I'm here for it. One ticket texter calls the product mediocre, saying players leave after 1 year. They whine about being paid. It doesn't help that Michigan and Michigan State suck. Overall, it's not appealing to me these days. We appreciate the honesty. Let's get to Tony on the phones. You're on 97.1.
Gentlemen, how are we doing this morning?
Good.
Oh, hey. I got you. Hey, how are we doing, guys?
Good.
Good, Tony.
How about yourself?
You know, for doing my first week of manual labor, not too bad, thanks to you guys. Thank you for that.
All right.
But back to the football thing. I don't think it's lost its luster for either Michigan or Michigan State. I mean, personally, I'm a Michigan fan. Yeah, we're not going to make the playoff. Did win a national championship. But we still are fighting for a bowl game, much as Michigan State is. And that in-state rivalry, I think, never dies, despite how good the teams are. Let's say State makes a bowl game and we don't. All of a sudden, State's got, oh, hey, we can talk a little crap now because we made a bowl game and you didn't. And then just kind of focusing in the next year. But no, I don't think it's died at all. Maybe I'm a crazy diehard Michigan fan, but no, still got a lot to play for. And, hey, make it look like a program that kids want to come to. So we don't have to do this again.
How about the juice, Tony, of the Ducks coming to town? Number one team in the country. You think Michigan's got a shot?
Yeah, you know, I'm drinking that Honolulu Kool-Aid. Yeah, after seeing we got a big win, I got some momentum. I am delusional Michigan fan, but crazier things have happened. I don't know if you guys remember that hockey game in 1980. No one said we had a chance. Worked out pretty good.
We're quoting Miracle on Ice. Tony, I'm happy you called yourself a delusional Michigan fan. I love it. I love the self-awareness. Appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
Let's get a quick call in with Brad in Northville. Brad, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. I recently moved here from Illinois, and being a college football fan in Michigan is infinitely better. I just want everybody to know that the traditions, the rivalry, the state pride here, it's so much better. I think locally we take for granted the state pride and the programs and how much you guys talk about college football on the radio, how much attention it's given. I've always been a huge college football fan, and being a Michigander is significantly better. I just want everybody to know that as a former Illinois resident.
All right.
We'll take the win, Brad. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I think, I mean, we do talk more college football here than they do in a lot of other markets in a lot of other states.
And it's one of the things I love because I do appreciate college football. It's changing. I don't think the product is bad. I think the teams locally are bad.